Okay, we're starting Hilchos Betzias, the past day, Simen Kuf Samech Vav. Okay, really, Simen Kuf Samech Vav, I think it's just the way that it was situated. It could have been the end of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, or the beginning of Hilchos Betzias HaPas. We have it in the beginning of Hilchos Betzias HaPas. We'll start with Simen Kuf Samech Vav. Dinav Saka Bein Betzir Netilah. So, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Membeis Amud Aleph, which we're all learning this year, Maseches Brachos Membeis Amud Aleph, says, take off the Netilas Yadayim Suda. Which means immediately after Netilas Yadayim, you're supposed to have Suda. So the Rush learns from here, the Rush writes over here. Therefore, we see over here, you're not supposed to be mapsik between your Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. So obviously the Rush is talking, this is talking about Mayim Rishonim. Netilas Yadayim before the Suda, you're not supposed to have a Hesik. Therefore, he says, you're mapped not to be mapsik Suda. However, the Ramam and the Rift, the Chachmei Svarad, this Gemara is not talking about Mayim Rishonim at all. It's just talking about Mayim Achronim. That right after Mayim Achronim, you're supposed to start, right after Suda, you're supposed to say Mayim Achronim, and then go ahead and bench. It's not even talking about Mayim Rishonim, and therefore, according to these Rishonim, there's really no inyan of not being mafsik between Netilas Yadayim and a Motzi. You're not allowed to have a Hesach Hadas for sure, according to them. Why? Because Netilas Yadayim is in order to metire our hands, like we learned in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, it's in order to metire our hands in order to eat Lechem, right? Without getting out the Gezerah. But according to them, there's not such an inyan if you were mimasik, and if you would talk a little bit in between washing the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, then it would not be such a big deal. And those are the two days that are brought down over here in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Samech Vav. Yesh Omrim, Shein Tzarech Lizarim Lahasik Bein Netilah LaHamotzi. There are those who say that you don't have to be so careful between mimasik, between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. That's the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam, like we said. And there are those who say that one should be careful not to make a hefsek in between Netilas Yadayim and Yahamotzi. The Klolim are, as we'll go on and on, and Shulchan Aruch will talk about, is when you have a stam, an opinion that does not bring a name, and then a Yesh Omrim, the halacha is like the stam. But when you have like over here, you have a Yesh Omrim and a second Yesh Omrim, two Yesh Omrims, the klal is, the halacha is like Yesh Omrim Basra. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes over here, or he says at least to be choshesher v'tov lizahir. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch says v'tov lizahir. One should be careful, like the shita of the Rush, not to be masik. But we do see over here, guys, is this is a tov lizahir. It's a good thing to do, not to be, not to talk, and not to be masik between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. But it is not the end of the world. People think it's the craziest thing. Someone is masik. It's definitely not a good thing. You shouldn't be talking. You shouldn't have a hesach hadas. But at the end of the world over here, it's just choshesh for the shita of the Rush. Okay? As opposed to people don't know this, is between the actual netila, washing your hands, and making hamotzi, and making out the bracha of netilas yadayim, that is much worse. That is much worse to make a hefsik over there between making the bracha and between washing and making the bracha. That's a real hefsik. You'd have to wash your hands again. However, if someone does talk after making out his Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, we see over here it's not the end of the world, and therefore, b'diavad, you do not have to go ahead and make a new bracha. That is the shita, and that is the psak over here of the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Vav. Okay, it says at the end of Sif Katan Vav, second to last line of the simon, it says, v'da, the ikar din tekifa hamuska bar simon zerak mitzvah l'chatchila, it's a mitzvah l'chatchila not to be masik. Aval b'diavad, afilu shah arbe, even if one waited a long time, oh hifsik bein time ain't sarach lasterly tol yodav, you don't have to go back and wash your hands again. Koshal ayisiach daito bein time mishmi asadav, so long as you didn't have a hesach das, you had a hesach das, you started doing all the different types of things, and maybe you scratched your head, and maybe you touched a dirty place in your body that would require to tefillas yadayim, then you would have to wash your hands again. But if you just talked to your friend, you said a word by accident, you do not have to go ahead and wash again. This is not like the sheet of the Chazanish, the same as the Chazanish. The Chazanish said that the Chazal give you a knas. We would knas you, they would give you a fine that if you did make a hefsek, you'd have to go ahead and wash again. I guess that's where it comes from. Some people think that you have to go ahead and wash again. But that's not the accepted halacha. The accepted halacha is that we do not go ahead and wash again. We do not go ahead and wash again if you had a small hefsek, because we rely on the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. And even according to the Rush, it's not clear that you would have to wash again. He just says that one should not go ahead and speak again. Therefore, also, once again, we have to realize it's a chumrah not to be masik at all. And therefore, if something comes up, let's say you're next to the base Knesset and there you hear Kaddish, and you just had washed, You can answer Amen Yeshiva, you could answer Amen, you could answer Amen Yeshiva Rabba, you could answer Amen to someone else's Birkas Anotilas Yadayim in between. We don't hold all those things are Hafsekim, that is what they're even so much so, as once at Reuven Levinzal's house, he washed, and he hummed a niggin while he was waiting. Okay, so you can even hum a niggin while you're waiting, while you're, everyone else is washing. You go ahead, I wouldn't say a niggin with words, you don't go ahead and sing a song, but to go ahead and sing a niggin would not be a problem. So the Ramah just adds in over here afterwards, what is considered this hafsaka, not only by talking, but you shouldn't wait a long time. What is this amount of waiting? So says the Ramah, v'imshak k'dehila kaf beiz ama mikri hafsik. The time the walk takes to walk 22 amas is considered enough of a time there what l'chatkila one should be makbid. That is a very, very small amount of time. It's about 12 seconds long. Kaf beiz ama. So that's the amount of time it says l'chatkila Ramah says the time between you make your tilas yadayim and you wash your hands and your berakas amotzi. So Rav Nevinzal over here in his arts. He says the Mekor is from Tosos Legabe Birkas Kohani. He says Birkas Kohani, when you want the Kohanim's hands, they shouldn't be a masik this Kaf Beis Ama until Birkas Kohani. He says Tzarchin, he leaves Tzarchin on Tosos. And you don't see, won't have to see that very often. Rav Nevinzal asking on a Risho. But he says he leaves Tzarchin on Tosos over here. He doesn't understand how could you say such a small time of masik is 12 seconds, the only time you still have the Chazan still is going to have to say Ritzei and Modim, Yalo V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. That's going to take a lot longer than 12 seconds. So how could you say you have to have 12 seconds? And therefore, Rav Nevinzal really leaves a little Tzarchin, and therefore people mostly are not so makbid on this 12 second cheer. What some people do is, since the end of Netilas Yadayim is really only after you dry your hands, they'll wait to dry, they'll say the bracha, and they'll wait to dry your hands a little bit of time, and therefore make the hefsik even a smaller amount of time in between the time they wash their hands and make yamotzi. But you see over here, most people are not so makin. I wouldn't be so careful. Just make sure you don't have a hesach adas. The ikar is not to have a hesach adas, not to remove your mind from your clean hands that you have. You can sit at the table, as we said before, sing a niggin, that would not be such a problem. Okay? Okay, Rav Berkowitz told me Bishem. I heard Bishem Rav Yashuv Zatzal. Let's say Zatzal, unfortunately, now. That he used to do this. He used to only dry his hands next to the Shulchan right before he would go ahead and make Hamotzi. One more thing over here, the Mishnah Berurah does say over here, very important, just hashkafically. It says in Sikat and Gimel, in Zira, it says Vitovli Zar, it says, Katuv Asfarim Bishem Azar Kodesh. This is a very difficult thing nowadays. We have such a plethora of food. We have Costco's and things. We have abundance of food. We have enough food in our closets to last us for a month. So it's hard to imagine that we have to daven for our mazonos every day. It's clear that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives our mazonos. He decides if we're going to have food to put on the table the next day. And therefore, every day you should be davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you'll have maspik to put on our tables. So, it'll be more shaykh maybe when you come a father and things like that, where it's more shaykh to you, but that's very important hashkafically to remind us of the Zohar Kodesh. We'll read through the beginning of Siman Kuf Samach Sav Sif Aleph, and then tomorrow we'll come back and make ha'aruz on this. Let's get this through the Mechaber Ramah over here. Okay, Siman Kuf Samach Zayim Makom Uzmanam Botzea Umihu HaBotzea. So Botzea, when we say Botzea, means that's the breaking of the bread, that's the cutting of the bread, the breaking of the bread. So Botzea Bapatz, you should break the bread B'makom Shenefa Hetif. And the place where it's baked good. So you have to realize back in the day, they didn't have fans in their ovens and perfectly spread about heat in their ovens where everything is cooked at a perfect surrounding every side the same way. Okay, there. The main heat came on one side of the oven and therefore things didn't get cooked or baked evenly. So therefore he's saying you should break the bread in the place that was the yummiest part. It's covered a bracha. You should break in the place that's the yummiest part and the place that was cooked well. Okay, not burnt, obviously, but cooked in a place cooked well. It's not undercooked. It's a little confusing what the Ramah means. It sounds like there's a machlokas. Should you do the top of the bread, the bottom of the bread? Therefore, he says to do the side of the bread. But Lamaisa, it's not so clear nowadays that this would be shayach because our bread is cooked more evenly. Okay, the yachtoch prusas habetzia. You should cut a piece, a slice into the bread. Tzarech lachtoch ma'at, and you cut it a little bit. Okay, that means you put a little slice into the bread. We'll get to why in this in a minute. Shim yachos v'prusa yala shar kikomo. Just enough that if you would pick up the small part, still the large part would not fall, the bread would not break apart. Imagine if you put a slice into a big challah and you pick it up, if it was too big of a slice, so then you pick up the small side, it's going to fall apart, it's going to turn into two. So you can only cut enough that if you pick up the smaller side, it would not fall apart. Because or else you're going to make it into a non-shalim. We're going to learn later on that you're most supposed to make a bracha on a shalim. That's the most best bracha, is to make it on a whole piece of bread, not on a piece of bread. Because if not, then you're going to make it into a prusa. A prusa is just a piece. You should leave it. Now, after you make that slice, you should leave it together. Now, go ahead and make the bracha. And therefore, after the bracha, then you break off the piece that you started cutting before in order to have the bracha made on a pas shalim. The point over here is there's basically a tension over here is you want to break the bread immediately after the bracha because you don't want to have a hefsik. Even though we said before, by netiyas between the tenas of diamond pass, we're not so makbid on a hefsik. Over here, we don't want to have a hefsik between your amotzi lechem min haaretz and eating the bread. And therefore, we want you to be able to slice that bread immediately. On the other hand, we want you to make it a bracha on the shalim. So we want you to mark the place where you want to break the bread on. And therefore, so you're not going to have a hesek looking for that perfect place in the bread where it's the yummiest part. And therefore, you put that slice into it. But on the other hand, we want it to be a sholim. We want it to be whole. And therefore, we leave it together until after the bracha, we make the bracha, and then we pull it apart. You should not break too small of a piece, because that looks like you're stingy. But not too big of a piece, because that looks like you're a glutton. Okay, looks like you're eating so much, you break too big of his bread. So you put a medium slice, that's what you should do. And the Rama adds over here on Shabbos, you should not cut the kikar until after the bracha. You should not start cutting into it on Shabbos, because we know on Shabbos you need lechem mishnah, you really need shalim, not only for a kavod of bracha, but the inyan of lechem mishnah on Shabbos. Mikol makol, im shachaf, v'chata gemam b'chol, if you make that little slice into it on Shabbos, don't worry so much, ino mazik. Why? Because it really is considered still shalim, and it still would be lechem mishnah. Kadesh yikur shalemos. Sorry, ino mazik v'nira. Hadlo yitzah yotamir that which we said don't break too big of a piece, more than a kibetza. Hainu dafka bechol v'ochel levado. That's only if you did it on during the week and you're eating it, meaning by yourself. Abu b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, when you're supposed to have a lot, you're supposed to have a special onik Shabbos. Osha ochlim harba b'nei adam, or you're eating with a lot of people. But tzarchli taming up prusa l'kol echad kazayis. You want to give each person from the part you break off. You want to give each person a kazayis. So mutali tzalki m'mashat tzarchlo. You can break as much as you need. But ayin lekaman simin reish ayin dal. We'll come back to this halacha tomorrow when we do page 124. Ad kan. Questions.